This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. We're kicking off hour number two, and of course we invite you to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Barack Obama has quietly, according to you, Daryl Perry, he has quietly signed into effect the dissolution of the wet foot, dry foot policy affecting Cuban immigrants to the United States. That has led to a larger discussion just about immigration in general and the freedom to be able to travel to a supposedly free country.
Yes.
We've found that people who are concerned about immigration tend to hold kind of conflicting viewpoints. On one hand, they believe, as we do, that the government is corrupt. But yet, on the other hand, they're asking for the government to do something that they want them to do. And the fact is, the government's never going to do the things that you want them to do the way you want them to do it. Even if you get your guy elected, that's not going to pan out for you.
Right. And, well, one of the funniest memes that I've seen online recently, it's a picture from 1989 in, I believe, was East Germany. People bashing the Berlin Wall down. And one guy says, "Wait, we have to end the welfare state before we open the border."
That's hilarious. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's more about the Obama-Cuba connection here if we get the chance. But your calls come first, so let's talk to Eugene, waiting patiently, listening in Illinois to WIBC-FM. Hey, Eugene.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
I'm in Indianapolis.
Thank you. You're here on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, WIBC. Anyway.
Yes.
Earlier when you started your platform for tonight, you were talking about how the power of being a government official is corruptive.
Sure.
And, absolutely. And that reminds me of a phrase I learned when I was growing up, that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That's right.
Now, I reflect on Mark Twain. That's his pseudonym, Samuel Clemens.
Yep.
He has some very interesting quotes. This is not unique to the society in our time now. He was like a century ago. They were having some serious political corruption issues. And to quote Mark Twain, he said, "Politics is corrupt. I repeat myself."
Yeah.
Now, isn't that a shining light?
Short and sweet.
It's short and sweet, but if you read any of his quotes, go to your local library, even cruise the internet. This is not unique to the society as we live it today. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eugene. Can't disagree with you on anything you said. I appreciate the call tonight.
And speaking of Mark Twain quotes, one of my favorite is, "Suppose you were an idiot. Now, suppose you were a member of Congress, but I repeat myself."
Isn't he the one who said something about no one's safe if the legislature's in session?
Something I believe
like that.
So.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is old wisdom, but it's still true today, if not more so. Let's continue with Larry, listening in Indianapolis, also to WIBC-FM. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
No, Mark's not here. It's actually Ian and Daryl, but go ahead.
The old days, but hey. You know, you talked about a lot of things since I've been on the phone, but one thing, you live in Keene, New Hampshire, right?
That's right, yeah. Beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, yeah.
Now, we believe in liberty, and we believe that if a person is oppressed in this country, that he should surely be able to come to Keene, New Hampshire, and take advantage of whatever systems you have there for unfortunate people, right?
Well, Keene actually has some pretty decent systems for people down on their luck, including some private charities like the private 100-night shelter that opens up for the 100 coldest nights of the year. There's also a food bank that is run by private individuals. And so I think that, you know, private charity is the way to solve problems out there, not government, not forcing people.
Can we keep moving on? on from that point and
sure.
say that the Korean, North Korean is an oppressed country. They have many people who are being oppressed and are living under death threats.
They do, yeah.
And you know that the Lufthansa makes a cargo plane that will carry over 2,000 passengers, right?
No, I hadn't heard about that. That sounds pretty amazing.
Okay, well, they do.
That's like a flying city. That's
now,
crazy.
We need to have three of these planes lined up
yeah.
to go to Kim Jong-il's country and get 6,000 of these people that are being oppressed and fly them straight into King.
Wow,
are
wouldn't that be awesome? That? Yeah, I mean, gosh, if we could get that many people who... Yeah, if we could get that many people who've been oppressed in the country where they live and bring them to freedom where they would be able to actually make a life for themselves and, you know, have some level of freedom to where they could actually start their own business and be entrepreneurs. I realize they wouldn't necessarily have thought about starting their own business probably in their entire life, but, you know, it'd be a learning process, and likely there would be charities that could be set up to help these people integrate into society. So, yeah, I say welcome. You know, bring them and, you know, bring anybody else to the United States.
I'm trying to find information on this aircraft that carries 2,000 passengers, and what
I think he said 10,000.
He said 2,000.
A cargo plane. I said 2,000.
I know you said 2,000.
Are you talking about packing them in like sardines here?
Yeah,
or are we talking about
them in like they're down to slave ships?
Apparently,
anything. I didn't mean to go off like that. But here's another thing. You're talking about quotes, right?
Sure.
Michelangelo made a quote that really it freed me from a lot of the way I think. He said, ultimately, all governments fall into the great gulf of despotism. That means autocracies, where the top 1% rules the country. It has happened over the years. And the Cuban policy, I remember when that came out in the 70s, right? And there was an argument in the black community as to whether it was not a wet foot, dry foot policy, but a black foot, white foot policy. And I'll say
one more
thing.
Wait, what's that mean? What does that mean?
There are blacks in Cuba and there are white Cubans. So if your foot was black, you had to go back. If it was white, you could come on. But one more quote by Carl Sandburg. He said that big fish eat little fish, little fish eat shrimp, shrimp eat mud. You can't live on promises, can you? You can't eat the Constitution, can you? So a lot of things that you can't.
Well, the government's already eaten the Constitution. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So what about this cargo plane thing?
It appears to just be a concept right now. So it's a design. It's not actually in production. The largest passenger plane currently is the Airbus A380 that holds up to 800 passengers, depending on the interior configuration.
You know, wasn't there a ship back in, at least one ship back in the World War II times called the Voyage of the Damned, full of Jewish passengers who were trying to escape Nazi Germany,
yes,
that the United States government actually turned around? Didn't that actually happen?
Yes.
Pretty sure it did. Would our country be somehow worse off if those people had actually been helped? I suspect we'd actually be better off because they would be bringing their individual talents and their individual desires for, you know, entertainment and services and food. And you know, so they would be bringing not just a supply of labor, but also a demand for products and services. It would help our economy to bring folks over here. And people who are escaping from despotic nations are going to be the most grateful of the kind of people who are coming here. They're the ones who are yearning. That's the true folks who are yearning to breathe free, which is, again, part of the inscription in the poem on the Statue of Liberty, which I believe is called A New Colossus.
Yes.
So, let's stay true to that welcoming viewpoint. And obviously not everyone is going to want to live in Keene, New Hampshire, so he was just being, you know, absurd kind of to the extreme in his example. Not everybody wants to live in the freezing cold, but nonetheless, you know, some of the hardier folks would be willing to move up here, and I think that hopefully once we can get New Hampshire to secede from the United States and actually have a truly free place, or at least a darn freer place than the rest of the world, then I would hope that we would be able to convince people that immigration would only make it better. And I realize that's a tough road to hoe, because I know that here in New Hampshire we've got these liberty migrations of people who are coming here, but not all of them necessarily agree with true freedom to migrate. And so we're going to have a tough road, I think, to convince people of this.
Right.
But ultimately, it's the compassionate way is to welcome neighbors who want to escape from tyranny. I mean, wouldn't you want to be welcomed if you were trying to escape a terrible situation, whether it's an abusive spouse or an abusive country? 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. It's the live Saturday show, Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and don't expect Donald Trump to fix it. You know, they got some sort of plan, but it's just going to be another boondoggle. It's going to just rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. So you got to take care of your own health care. And if you're sick and tired of the whole insurance scam, well, there's a way around it. It's a company that can actually give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You get a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, plus a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And it's any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, so get on over to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. With you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Daryl.
So we've been talking about the government, immigration, power corrupting. Of course, you're welcome to comment on all of that and more. But let's get back into the story, Daryl, from what was the source?
Reuters.
Reuters had a story about Barack Obama quietly in the very final 2 weeks of his term here. We're now coming down on the last 6 days. But a few days ago, he apparently...
Did this on Thursday.
Yeah, he apparently repealed the wet foot, dry foot policy, which had allowed for decades people from Cuba to come here. If they could get here physically to touch the earth of the United States,
yes,
then they would be allowed legally to stay. That policy has now been repealed. And apparently it was at the behest or the request of the Cuban government.
Right, and the Cuban government has not been happy with this policy for a while because, you know, it's allowing people to leave their country without paying them exit fees.
Which they consider
whatever.
A crime, and they want to go after what they consider, yes, to be criminals.
And Obama said in a statement, "With this change, we will continue to welcome Cubans as we welcome immigrants from other nations consistent with our laws." The Department of Homeland Security also ended a parole program that allowed entry for Cuban medical professionals. That program was also unpopular with Cuban officials because it prompted doctors to leave, sapping the country's pool of trained health workers.
Huh. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that doctors wanted to leave a universal health care environment? I thought that that was supposed to be, you know, the godsend for health care, that everybody loves the universal health care. One payer, the government will take care of everyone from cradle to grave. Why would a doctor want to leave that situation, Darryl?
Because being forced into slavery is bad?
Slavery? What are you talking about?
Well, you're being required to provide your services, whether you wish to provide your services to people or not. And then, you know, you get what the government says you're allowed to have.
So you can't even set your own prices.
Correct.
You can't make any decisions.
The government is the payer.
Right.
The government set the prices. The government determine how many patients you see.
There's no negotiation whatsoever. They tell you what to do, and you do it.
That's how it works.
Or you escape, which is apparently, yes, what a number of them have done.
The U.S. Coast Guard intercepts thousands of Cubans attempting the 90-mile crossing from Cuba to Florida every year.
Wow.
But tens of thousands who reach U.S. soil, including some via Mexico, have been allowed to stay in the country under the wet foot, dry foot policy, while immigrants from other nations have been rounded up and sent home because, you know, our immigration laws are absolutely horrible,
arbitrary,
and not welcoming, yeah, and they're completely arbitrary. The changes here were welcomed by Cuba, saying they would benefit the whole region by discouraging people trafficking and dangerous journeys that led to bottlenecks of Cubans in Central America last year. Josefina Vidal, the Cuban Foreign Ministry's chief for U.S. affairs, said today a detonator of immigration crisis is eliminated. The United States achieves legal, secure, and ordered migration from Cuba.
Aha, finally, everything will be orderly now that this new policy is in place.
El Salvador's foreign ministry also welcomed the move, saying there cannot be migrants of different categories, and I agree, there should not be different categories. There should be one category, and that category should be if you show up and you're allowed, or, you know, you're able to pay your own way, then you get to stay. Like, you know, you don't get to come here and then demand people give you houses and, stuff.
There shouldn't be men in gunboats that are trying to stop you from coming here as well, right? So let's if the Coast Guard's going to exist, and again, I don't believe the federal government should exist, but if the Coast Guard's going to exist, maybe they could just focus on defending against attacking submarines or gunboats or whatever it is that you know might actually pose a threat to the United States instead of trying to search people for drugs and search people for people.
Honduras, from where thousands flee each year without the attraction of favorable U.S. immigration policies, also said it would wait to see if the flow of Cubans actually reduced. Anticipating the end of the policy, Cuban immigration has surged since the normalization of
relations.
Yeah, they left that word out, and I was trying to think of it. Since the normalization of relations in 2014, that according to Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor.
It's interesting. I didn't realize there had been an increase since that time.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
Rhodes told reporters on a call recently, people were motivated to migrate, noting 40,000 Cubans arrived in 2015 and 54,000 last year in 2016. The administration had rejected Cuban entreaties to overturn.
Another reason why it's important to allow people to move about freely, to move about the world freely, to set that example here in the United States is, you know, hey, this is actually a good idea. It's good for our economy. It's good for freedom. Is to allow that competition between countries. One of the reasons why Cuba doesn't want people to leave is because they know that it's a crappy deal for those folks.
Right.
And that they are, you know, basically screwing those people over there royally. And of course they want to leave. And if they can have a place that they can go to legally, then that might mean the Cuban government would have to shape up a little bit and maybe get a little bit better as far as how they treat people, or else they will legally lose people to other countries. Sort of in the same way that within the United States, at least, it's relatively easy to migrate from one state to another, and you don't hear a bunch of people complaining in, you know, Alabama about those Georgians coming over and taking their jobs.
Right, but one thing that I will note, just because it's kind of funny, you will hear people in the South complain about the Yankees coming down, trying to Yankify Florida and Georgia and South Carolina.
That's true.
And then you've got, you know, some people in New England that complain about
the
Flatlanders, even though where I lived there were also mountains. But, you know, just because I'm not from around here, therefore I'm a Flatlander.
Well, you know, I'm not from around here either. I'm from Florida, and the land is pretty flat in Florida where I'm from. But
yes.
My dad was born in New Hampshire. What does that mean? If I had someone in the past whose mother pushed them out of her womb on this plot of land, does that give me any kind of status? Or because my dad moved down here with his parents and then knocked up my mom at some point, that it makes me a Flatlander?
You need to find one of the people that gripes about Flatlanders
and
to find
them
out if you get grandfathered into not being a Flatlander.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People who want to go somewhere in the world, as long as they're welcomed by people in the location, meaning that someone's there who wants to rent to them or give them a room to stay in, then they should be able to do that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you want to put up a big old fence around your property and keep people out, you should be able to do that too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you have not yet tried out MyPillow, I don't mean MyPillow, I mean the brand, MyPillow. It's a great product. I've never had one before this year, and I love it. You can try it out for yourself. Get one pillow at half price by using code FTL over at... You look confused, Daryl.
But you said you haven't had a MyPillow prior to this year. We're only 2 weeks into this year.
Since 2016.
It was you've had it for about
a
year.
Most of a year, yeah. Over at MyPillow.com. And it's been great. And if you don't like it for some reason, if you don't agree that it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can just send it back to MyPillow, and they will send you your money back because you get that guarantee within 60 days to make that decision, which is more than enough time to determine whether you like it or not. So go and check it out over at MyPillow.com. And by the way, the product is going to last 10 years. That's the warranty on the product. And you know, it may last longer than that, but that's what it's warranted for. So go to MyPillow.com. You can also wash and dry it. Put in your washer and the dryer. It's an amazing product, and it fits the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. Go try it out for yourself and use code FTL to get the special offer of one at half price or two for the price of one. It's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com as we continue here. Ian and Daryl in the studio. We go to Skype, where we've actually got an international call from Jonah in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jonah.
Hello. I want to talk about immigration because I recognize some, the conflicting views in the libertarian circles.
Yeah, libertarians don't all agree on this. You're right about that. And I think that they should, because, you know, it seems to me that if you're a libertarian, you agree with the idea of non-aggression, which is to say that it's not okay to use force against other peaceful people. And but yet you've got some libertarians who are claiming that somehow having a government enforcing an immigration policy is principled, and I completely disagree with them. I think that using force against migrants is using force, and that's not cool.
Yeah,
aggressive
and,
force.
Yeah, my personally, I'm an ANCOM.
An anarcho-communist, that's what that stands
yes,
for.
Yes, okay. I'm an anarcho-communist, and I don't believe in borders and property at all. So the only legitimate use of force, I think, is against the fascists and the government, of course, that is oppressing us.
Well, I don't agree that force is, you know, while it may be legitimate to use defensive force against an oppressive government, I don't think that it's ultimately going to achieve the goals that you might be looking for if one of those goals is peace. Now, if you are somebody who wants to use aggression against your neighbors in general, then it would make sense that you'd want to take over a government by force so you can then wield that force against your neighbors. So what is it you're looking to create? Do you think that people should be forced into communism or that they should voluntarily choose to join communism? Communism.
I'm pro voluntary communism.
Okay.
I'm not want to force other people into my system. But they have to be deported from my area.
So we can't live together. So I, as a voluntarist who am not a communist, I just believe in freedom. I don't necessarily subscribe to one economic system over another. I just believe that people should be able to be free to make those choices. You're saying I would not be welcome in the same landmass that you have declared an anarcho-communist paradise?
No, because I don't think that we can live under the same system of government. I think that capitalists and communists should be physically separated.
Well, I'm not a capitalist. I'm just somebody who believes in freedom.
Well,
I just don't want to be part of your communist system. I'm not adhering to any set of rules beyond just letting people be free.
Right. So you would probably be forcibly removed from both the anarcho-communist and the anarcho-capitalist communes, because there are some people that fancy themselves anarcho-capitalist that say that we have to physically remove certain people from our voluntary organization.
So what you're saying is it's voluntary to join, but if you don't want to join, you have to get the F out.
You have to get out of the area. You can't be on our... If, for example, the anarcho-communists overthrow the Swedish government tomorrow, we are going to deport all the capitalists or...
okay, so let's bring this down locally. Because I'm the type of person that, you know, I honestly believe that, you know, all politics is local. So
sure.
Let's say that you decide to buy the house that's three doors down from our studio. And then...
Which he wouldn't do because he doesn't believe in property. But, you know, let's just play the what if game.
Right, because, you know, like, okay. You've got to physically control it somehow in order to claim ownership. So, you know, you buy the house that's three doors down, and then the house that's two doors down goes up for sale, and then the house right next door, and you buy all of the houses around the LRN studio, and you say, we are setting up a communist commune, it's anarcho-communism, but we're setting it up in, you know, this neighborhood, but there's the one property that you don't control. Are you going to remove us from our house because you surround our property and we don't want to be part of your commune?
Yes, I'm a communist. Of course, I don't believe in property.
Well, right, but he wouldn't be able to buy the houses if he doesn't truly believe in property in the first place. But just to be clear, you're willing to kill us if we decide we don't want to go. Like, this is our home. We've stayed here for many years. We've homesteaded this property. We believe this is ours. And now that you've bought all these properties, you're going to stick a gun, point a gun in our faces. And if we don't go, you're going to threaten us. You're going to actually use violence against us, right?
Well, personally, I don't think I will do that. But a lot of my comrades, a lot of my other
Is this a real call? I don't know if I don't know if I buy that you're a real communist. How can you prove that you're a real communist?
I'm a syndicalist.
Yeah, what's that mean?
That's basically the same as anarcho-communist.
Yeah, but how do you prove that you're a communist? Because I'm doubting you at this point.
Well, how do you prove that you support free markets? How do you prove that you went to the bathroom this morning?
Well, at the very least, we've been on the air advocating for free markets for many decades, you know, for more than a decade at this point. So, Jonah, you know what? It's ridiculous to say that you're willing to use force against people, and we've, you know, completely boiled it down. You yourself aren't willing to pull the trigger, but you say you'll have associates do the dirty work for you, which really just shows the immorality of your position. And if communism was so good and it was so wonderful, then you wouldn't have to force people to choose.
Because good ideas don't require force.
And there's no reason why we can't all live in the same landmass together if that's indeed what you guys were willing to accept. I just wouldn't be carrying around my little commie card. You guys would only offer your commie services to your fellow commies, and so I wouldn't be asking you for your services and wouldn't be trying to assist you with them either.
Nor would we go stand in your bread lines.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jonah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I don't believe him. I don't think he's legit.
I don't know.
I mean, what he's saying is true, right? Like, that is the position of a lot of people who believe in the state. Not just communism, but the state in general, because it's pretty socialist, right? And, you know, there's a lot of wealth redistribution even in, you know, from conservatives in their viewpoint. But when you really push somebody who believes in the state, then you can usually get them to admit that, yeah, they are willing to use force on those who do not consent, but they themselves aren't willing to do it. There's people who will do the dirty work. There are these men with badges and guns, the enforcers, the law enforcement officers, who will get their hands dirty so the average person doesn't have to. That way they can believe that they're somehow, you know, not connected to that force, or that they're not endorsing it, at least directly, if they themselves aren't wielding the truncheon. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But ultimately, you know, would I probably want to move out of an area with a bunch of communists? Yeah, I'd probably not want to stay in a place like that. Nonetheless, I should have the freedom to choose. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 polar bears.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper.
Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, you may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You know what we were talking about, in this guy on the line claiming to be an anarcho-communist, saying that he wanted to have his little communist society and wanted to kick everybody else out of it. I think there is something to the idea of gathering people together who have a similar mindset. And like, yes. I said, while I would like the ability to choose to whether or not I want to live around these people, I ultimately would probably choose not to. I would rather be around people who understand the idea of property, which communists claim to not understand or support. I support property. I support the property rights. I support individuals and individual rights. I want to be around people who get those ideas. That way we don't have to have arguments for the rest of eternity about which way is the right way. Everybody can have their own right way. You know, I'm not saying that belief in property is right for the communists, but leaving me alone is sort of what I expect from other human beings.
Yes.
And so if you want to get together with people who have a like mindset, if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you really ought to take a look at New Hampshire as an option for a place to move, to where you could actually be around probably a larger community of voluntarists and liberty-loving people than that exists anywhere else in the entire world right now. And if anybody disagrees with me on that claim, I'd love to hear the challenge to it, because I'm pretty sure we've got the largest concentration per capita, if not the largest number, period, of voluntarists in any given landmass here in New Hampshire. You can get a taste of what it's like by going to watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film that's free. It's about an hour long. You can watch it online anytime you want over at 101reasonsfilm.com. So if you love liberty, you really owe it to yourself and to your family and friends to spend an hour sitting down, watching this video. Watch it in parts. If you're too busy for an hour, you know, take 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes while you're eating breakfast or dinner or something, and watch it then. Because there's really something special happening here, and there's something to the idea of concentrating like-minded people in one geographic area. We've proven that this works. And if you want to follow along with some of the other stuff that's going on up here, of course, go to freekeen.com. That's where you'll see some of the, you know, a fraction of some of the activism that's happening here. And going up probably later tonight will be several videos that involve you, Daryl W. Perry.
Yes.
I appear in a couple of them, where you and I went to the State House this week here in New Hampshire, and you are the Liberty Lobbyist from libertylobby.info.
Yes.
And this was kind of your first real week officially on the ground in Concord doing testifying as a lobbyist.
Yes.
So we got that on video.
And again, that's just one part of what I've been doing.
Right, you've been doing a lot of research.
A lot of research, contacting state reps. There was actually during one of the hearings, I was sitting next to a state rep, and we were chatting back and forth because there were two bills that were kind of similar. One was to repeal some wording that got added to the statutes last year, and the other was to clarify that certain things that, you know, right now are prohibited outside of the polling place. There was some question about whether or not that was allowed inside the polling place. So there was a state rep that wanted to clarify that. And so I said to the state rep sitting next to me, hey, maybe we could just rewrite these two sections because it's section one and section two of the same statute.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, probably. And so a couple nights ago, I, you know, real quickly looked at it. Oh, this is a lot easier than I thought. Let's add a subsection here, add this, remove this, shot it over to him. He said, looks great, and I think he's going to introduce that as an amendment.
Yeah, you're making a difference already, and folks who want to support you can go to libertylobby.info. I know you're going to be working up your own blog post about it, but the videos are already up on the Free Keen YouTube channel if you want to check them out now, and then the blog post, which has them all in the same one, will be up at Free Keen probably later on tonight, so that's freekeen.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tony, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK-FM. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate a chance to put my comments on the forum.
Of course.
First and foremost, the communist guy, he can take that back wherever he came back with that. That one right there was, I do not totally agree with none of that. But as far as what you were saying, I totally agree with that. As far as communism and even the concept of that, I don't see how it would even work here in America.
Well, there are some communes. I mean, there are communes, and some of them have been around for a long time. Many of them have failed miserably, but, you know, others have seen some level of success. But the difference there, of course, is that those people are there voluntarily. They want to be there.
Exactly.
They've chosen that. And they should be free to make that choice, shouldn't they?
Yes. I mean, this is America, the land of the free.
Right.
Home of the brave, and like I said, I serve this country proudly. I love my country. But I feel like if you work hard, play hard, you're going to win hard. And the way I feel is America is America. And what we do is you plant your footprint here and plant it hard. And as far as communism, that right there is an idea I will never, ever, ever agree with.
Fair enough.
But as far as
I do agree with you that people who work hard should be able to succeed. Unfortunately, the government stands in their way in a lot of cases and makes it so they have to work harder than they otherwise might. For instance, if they wanted to innovate or start their own business, so that way they're not having to work hard for somebody else's benefit. Instead, they could work hard for themselves and their family. The government gets in the way of a lot of that, and I think that that's really the tragedy here, is that a lot of people believe that there is so much opportunity in the United States. And, mind you, compared to a lot of other countries, there is still. But it's not increasing, I don't think, over time, that opportunity. As the government continues to license and restrict various different professions, it makes it more and more difficult for people to get started from the ground up. It only makes it so that the politically connected.
I totally agree.
Hey, Tony, thanks for your call, brother. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's continue here. Jeffrey is in Wilmington, Delaware, listening to WILM. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to first tell you a little bit about my background, which is I attended law school in Illinois, and I did not graduate, but I did some teaching for many years. And what I would have done with the caller who said he was a form of a communist is I would have challenged where the values that he has come from. Because one of the things that I love about America is you can look to the Declaration of Independence and to the Constitution and to the concept that we derive our powers through God and through certain morality. When I've had students, when I've been teaching, that's where when they go off to a fringe side of that, I challenge them and I say, well, where do you feel this power comes from? What right? But be that as it may, I want to talk about living in Delaware.
Before you go on, where do rights come from?
I believe that there's a certain sovereign right that we're imbued with by our Creator. I don't know if I call it God. I don't want to say a specific religion is right, but I believe that's where it comes
from. But basically, you're saying that you have rights because you're a human.
Yeah, and also because our Creator endowed us with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Let me
ask this question. Do you think that people born in Mexico also have those same rights just because they're humans?
From my personal belief, I do, but I believe that when we cross the border away from our sovereign country, we let those people judge how they want to form their society. I do not feel that these countries that have what I call repressive regimes, not Mexico in particular, but maybe a little further south, have their act together enough that the people are choosing because they don't seem to be educated about values.
So what do you want to see there? I'm sorry, one more time on that.
I want to see them reform their own society. I'm kind of a conservative, if I may admit to that.
But shouldn't people be free to just escape their society? I mean, look, if you're in North Korea, the odds that you're going to be able to reform Kim Jong-un's society are very, very slim. At least the odds that you'll be able to survive that reformation as a civilly disobedient person or someone speaking out against the existing state. So shouldn't we be welcoming those rabble-rousers, those people who want to be more free?
We should, but through a legitimate process, not through massive taking of immigrants. I think
why does there have to be a legitimate process? Now, you're the attorney, right? So that's what you're supporting. You're supporting people having to hire lawyers. Is that what you mean by legitimate?
No, that's a little too formal. I'm not actually an attorney. I didn't complete law school.
I
became a teacher. But it gave me ideas about how societies are formed.
Jeremy, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We got a full hour to go here on the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to join us, 855-450-3733, or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present.
Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesend.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesend.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.